third hour of the program, you are invited to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Dan is in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to this Friday or Saturday show, and the same guy who called in, who had called in earlier about gun control in Canada, and he brought up something that's a real pet peeve of mine. It's something I've dealt with a lot in the past.
All right.
Nothing we like more than pet peeves on this show.
Well, basically, it's the idea that they say, you know, our principle is that, you know, people should be able to do whatever they want, but in saying that you can't initiate force, we somehow violate our own principles. And I even heard that described as a libertarian tyranny. So I kind of wanted to call in and rebut that.
By all means.
Well, basically, the idea that the principle is you can do whatever you want, period, is a straw man. The actual principle is everybody can do whatever they want with their own property. And that reflexively means that nobody can do what they want with another person's property without the property owner's permission.
Which includes you, because you own yourself. So therefore, unless I get permission for you to molest me, then you can't do that.
Right. If we say everybody can do whatever they want, period, then that means that other people can violate other people's rights.
Yeah, I cringe.
But that means
I cringe when I hear people say that, because immediately I know the people who have not been exposed to the libertarian idea start thinking anarchy and, you know, the Wild West or people running around shooting each other. That's immediately what pops into a lot of their heads, and shifting the message just slightly can avoid that.
Right. It's just, I mean, that broad principle is contradictory, because if everyone can do whatever they want, including with other people's property, then the property owners are having their liberty abridged by the action of the other person. So if you just squeeze that down a little bit to everyone can do what they want with their own property, then that includes the negative principle of what you can't do regarding other people's property.
Well,
it's a pretty easy way to, you know, to put the principle out so that there's no confusion on that matter.
I do think that the non-aggression principle is a great principle to live by, and it's extraordinarily simple, and the vast majority of people in our culture accept it readily and understand it, and you know, just on its face, it works well. However, there is a problem when it comes into the idea of what is private property, because, you know, once you start getting into that arena, then it gets blurry. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, sure, but I think it's a good starting point, and there's lots of, I mean, the whole idea for me is non-contradiction. Something can't be true if it contradicts itself. So, you know, that axiom of non-aggression is non-contradictory, but then you can also get into ways of defining property that also carry a logical consistency that avoids the sort of contradiction that you get with, you know, Marxist non-propertarianism or public property and ideas like that.
Very good, Dan. Any other thoughts?
Nope, that's all for tonight. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I think what Dan's doing is not only including the non-aggression principle, but also sort of mixing in the idea of property rights, something that they just don't teach people in the government schools, or they teach them this distorted idea that, you know, if anyone is allowed to go into a store, then it's automatically public property, but then they don't even understand the basics of true public property. It's a mess.
Absolutely it is. So we've got quite an educational task in front of us. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's why getting together with other like-minded people makes that task easier, because the more liberty minds you have in a given geographical area, the more likely that non-liberty-oriented people will come into contact with them and be influenced by them, especially when you have liberty-minded people on radio and television and in newsprint, as we do here in this area. And one of those television personalities is on the line. His name is Dennis Goddard. He's with us from New Hampshire. Dennis, you're one of the few and the proud that's producing a liberty-oriented television show outside of Keene, New Hampshire. You're up in the Concord area. And your show is Capital Access, New Hampshire Capital Access.
Yeah, thanks for the lucky in that I don't think of myself as a television personality, but once in a while I'll run into someone on the street and they'll say, hey, you know, I saw that show on TV and blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, my God, people watch Community Access Television. It's crazy.
Right on.
It is sad that there's not more of us. It's cool that there's a few of us, but I would love to see more people, you know, when they get to New Hampshire, just pick up and put on a TV show. It is so easy. And people like you, I'm sure, would help out. I'm happy to help people out, show people the ropes. It's so easy.
Yeah, it's not hard at all, and I agree with you. And in fact, up here, or down here, rather, in Keene, they've made it even easier now. They'll even bring in the crew for you. You don't even have to. You can just go in as someone who wants to talk, and they'll set up the studio for you. It's gotten even easier.
You know, and of course, for me, it's partially sort of a political thing. You know, it increases my leverage with people that I want to have listen to me and hear what I have to say because I let them blabber on community TV for a while. And I find it's amazing. You know, if I want to talk to a state senator or someone running for United States Congress, they're happy to come on my little, you know, community access TV show that all I needed was a face.
Do they know that you're a radical before they come on?
Well, not necessarily, but usually during the show, I'll either say the word anarcho-capitalist, you know, to describe myself, or, you know, if I have a conservative on, I'll let them go on and on about how government is bumbling, and then I'll pull in something that I actually picked up from Free Talk Live. Wait. You understand that government sucks at everything it does. You want these people to defend you? You know, how's that head up?
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about your show is you are not afraid to corner the politicians, yet you managed to get them on the show, which I think is great. They haven't blackballed you yet for some reason.
Well, I don't corner people. I really do try to let people get what they say out, and I don't, like, give an opinion to people. I ask them questions. I try to be persuasive. I try to use, like, advocates for self-government kind of persuasion.
I guess to me it feels like, I like that, and you're right, but to me it feels like cornering simply because most people won't do what you're talking about. Like, most people will just kind of back off from the politicians and when they're interviewing them and let them just say what they're going to say and not do anything of any sort of challenging nature. Your questions are challenging, though. I mean, they're challenging questions to their belief system, and I think that's what's very entertaining to watch.
Again, most of the ammo that I have, I learned listening to this show, Free Talk Live, and all you have to do is sit back and pretend that you're listening while you're trying to figure out, oh, they said something that I've got a piece of ammo to shoot them back with. I'll ask a question when they stop
talking. That's not nice. You shouldn't be saying that you're pretending to be listening. You should be listening very carefully, and you already have your repertoire, and you can just pull out your arrows at any moment.
Well, so while we're having a mutual love fest, you know, one of the things that I do appreciate about you, Ian, is that you, I think, share to some degree my passion about the correct use of words and the correct use of language. It's not good enough to just say, oh, well, you know what I mean. You know, there needs to be precision in communication.
Yeah, I agree.
And, well, there's a term that I often hear used on Free Talk Live, and that I think is misused, and it's very understandable that it's misused. It's easy to misuse in our society. And the word is, this is not going to be easy. You're not going to want to hear this on the radio. The word is politics.
All right. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think generally when I hear the word politics used on this show, the definition that's attached to it, the connotation, is democracy, which is a different cat. So the meaning of the word politics, I think if you break it down, politics, and no, not the funny definition, anytime you have more than one person trying to deal with, you know, what is the group going to do, you have politics, and you get this completely outside of any kind of governmental situation whatsoever. Ask anyone that's worked with anyone else.
I would say you're right about that. The most recent definition that I found that I think is appropriate for it is number 6 in dictionary.com, the use of intrigue or strategy in obtaining any position of power or control, as in a business, university, or et cetera. And I think that's a fairly accurate statement as to what politics is all about. I can put you on hold, and we'll bring you back here in a moment, because I'm sure you're not done. 800-259-9231. I buttered him up a bit because he was calling about poisoning the well, so we'll see what he was really calling about here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are back to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And speaking of SACL CAI...
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI can see their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire, and you're back on Free Talk Live. Dennis, go ahead with your thoughts.
So, yeah, so politics, you know, is that chess game, you play it out even in a family, you know, mom and dad each want to go somewhere different, kids want to go somewhere different, you talk it out amongst yourselves, in the end of the day, someone figures out how to convince enough people that we're going to go one way or another. And, of course, it always happens in the corporate environment. You send an email that's well-crafted to make someone else do something else that's going to make you look good or bad and stuff like that. Very different from democracy, which is the whole 51% of the neighbors vote, and then you wind up tarred and feathered on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever necessarily thought of politics as democracy, necessarily. I've always considered the struggle for power, which is what I think the definition of it is.
No, suffice to say, I think there's a certain degree of diplomacy that plays a part in good politics, and that I actually associate in my mind politics with some of the education aspects that we've been talking about. You know, and since I'm all nice and buttered up, yeah, you mentioned poisoning the well. So,
well, I disagree with you there, first of all, that politics has anything to do with necessarily educating, unless you're educating people for the purpose of bringing them on board with promoting your position, promoting you to a position of power. I mean, politics is...
Well, I don't understand how that computes. You know, if I'm talking to a legislator and I'm trying to help them understand my position, the liberty position on an issue, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try and educate them.
Sure.
It's not to get me a position of power. It's
good point.
To get the thing to come out my way.
Definition 7 is a treatise by Aristotle dealing with the structure, organization, and administration of the state. So I guess also to play politics, to engage in political intrigue, to take advantage of a political situation or issue, to exploit a political system or political relationship. So a lot of the definition of politics is defined by the word political.
Yeah, it's not a particularly pretty word. However, I would say that many of the liberty activists like Dennis who are involved in politics here in New Hampshire are involved in getting power so that they can give it back to the people that from whence it has been taken.
I understand the point. I understand all of that. And I've been involved myself.
I have an issue with that, Mark. I mean, getting power. Look, somebody gets elected to the House of Representatives in New Hampshire. They get their $100 a year before taxes. They get, like, maybe a drawer to keep files in, and they get one vote out of 400.
It's not
really
glorified.
Get.
It's not very glorified in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about that.
But their vote counts, and nobody else's does.
Yeah, power's power, dude. I mean, it is power.
It's not a great deal of power in comparison to other state governments, but it is power, and hopefully the people that we back are the people that will vote to give people themselves freedom so that they can make decisions in their lives.
Yeah, exactly. And you do that by establishing those good relationships and being a person that when you talk, that people want to listen to and think, well, you know, maybe he has a point there. Maybe I'm starting to come along to that guy's way of thinking. You know, the average FTL listener, but many FTL listeners like myself, like numerous people that call and write in, we hear you guys talking and, you know, we come along to your way of thinking. And it's easier because you're on the radio, so it can't really directly get us too much. You're on the radio or you're on a podcast. We can tune you out if we have to, you know. It's not right there in your home. It's not right there like you have to deal with it like a flesh and blood person. When you're dealing with real flesh and blood people, you have to be a lot more sensitive about how you talk to them and make them feel, right?
Sure, and you can hear the politicians do that. If you listen over at freekeen.com to the weekly talkback call-in sessions, you can hear the politicians agreeing with everyone that calls in. I mean, that they want to please people. They want people to be happy.
Yeah, there's a lot of yeses and uh-huhs.
Yeah, you can have one call that will be very, very statist, and you'll hear them nodding along, and then we can call in with liberty points, and they'll agree with us on some of the liberty points, too. So politicians are very good at pretending like they care.
True. Now, on the standpoint of poisoning the well, you know, I would just put the one example I know best is when I arrived in town a couple of months ago, and we moved house, we got to the new place, and, you know, I did want to get involved with, like, town goings-on in something that I thought would be useful and productive.
You have left Concord, is that what you're saying, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm in Hopkinton now.
Okay, very good.
It's right next door, basically. It's next burb over.
But it's a town, not a city, right?
It is definitely a town.
Gotcha.
And it's interesting when you talk to the people here, they really look down on people who live in a city because it's like, oh, yeah, that's city politics for you, man. You know, they'll make you pick up trash with a municipal trash pickup.
Huh. Oh, yeah. That's how they are in my town, too. They can't believe that people would live in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, because the amount of rules and that you don't get no say in the town meeting and all that stuff.
All the money. All the taxes.
And all the money. So, you know, when I show up and I wanted to get involved, so I got involved in the recycling committee, right? And you're laughing, but you guys know me. I drive in my hybrid electric cars, and I'm all vegetarian, and I'm just Mr. Eco Guy. I've always kind of been that way, and I'm not one of those libertarians that thinks that global warming is actually a scam that's out to control the entire planet. That does seem a little bit weird and alarmist to me. And I honestly do think it would be good if more people recycled more as opposed to dumping more in the landfills. Call me kooky. I actually think that.
No, I agree.
And I'm willing to help put up little posters to make people think about it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Have you seen the Penn & Teller episode about recycling?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. You should. Penn & Teller point out that most things
YouTube.com, Penn & Teller, recycling.
Yeah, it's also, I think, on Google Video. But anyway, they really just break it down. It's essentially, it's a government make-work program for the most part. There are some things that are really worth recycling, and that's why the bums will get paid for picking up aluminum cans because they're actually worth something. But other things are just, it actually takes more energy to, for instance, with the paper, to remove all the ink and stuff like that and then kind of reconstitute it into paper. And they really go through all of it, and they look at landfills, and they look at the myths that surround them, and they do an amazing job of it. It's a real myth buster on the idea of recycling. It was basically created by one federal bureaucrat back in, I think it was the 1980s, basically to establish more power for the feds and to create jobs that weren't necessary.
Well, with the paper, I'd say composting is the way to go. Why recycle?
Right, I concur.
Yeah, and, you know, hey, it's avoiding putting stuff in the landfill, and who pays for the landfill? Everyone that throws away trash, you know. So,
right. So you got on the committee.
Yeah, and one of the first things, the first meeting I'm there, someone says, oh, you know, Chris, who's another freestander who showed up, a couple years before me, he said you might, want to volunteer some time. That's great. That's nice. At some point during the discussion, someone just kind of says, oh, hey, are you a freestander? And I didn't know what to say. And they could see me stalling. And they were just like, oh, we love freestanders. We love Chris. Chris is great. So, the fact that someone else had come to town and really rolled up his sleeves and gotten involved in what was going on in the community, of not bringing his own agenda, not being what you might call a carpetbagger, but like listening to what's going on in the community and finding what things are things that he could pick up with and run with. And, now the aforementioned Chris, who is also the guy that...
I'm all in favor of that, Dennis. Hang on, I'll bring you back in a moment. 800-259-9231. We need to get that code for the Liberty Forum, too. It's Free Talk Live.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. We've got stuff like the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. And if you hate making extra trips in to carry in the grocery bags from the car, well, you need to know about the Totasac, TOTASAK.com. 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. That's where it's made. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. I use it to bring the groceries back, and it makes it so easy. In fact, I use two of them. But you can get more than two. You can order yourself a family pack, and you can get a two-for-one deal right now. But you have to call the Totasac people to get that two-for-one family pack deal.
Right, and the deal, right there, their telephone number's on the website at Totasac.com.
Right.
Actually, the deal is a two-for-one shipping deal. So you buy the two.
We were misinformed.
I was mistaken.
Oh, boy.
So it doesn't matter. They'll still honor whatever. Whoever
bad salesman.
Sell. Right. Well, what can I tell you? That's what I understood what was written in front of me.
Okay.
So, what can I tell you?
So explain the deal then, because we've been missing.
You buy two six-packs, and they'll ship one of them for free anywhere in the country for you. If
so
you
it's
want.
Not a 50% off shipping. It's a free shipping
for one of them,
you buy two.
Correct.
Got it. Is it free shipping for both of them if you ship both to the same place?
You ship it to yourself. I don't know how that works. I mean, you'll have to ask
right.
them.
All right. Well, you've actually got an interview with the guy, right?
It's attached to tonight's show.
On the podcast tonight. So if you're listening on the radio and you want to hear a little bit more about the Totasac, is it the inventor or who are you talking to?
Somebody came to him with an idea and he basically put it together, refined it, and made it workable.
The marketer.
So, yeah.
The marketer, basically.
You know, the manufacturer, I think.
The man behind the Totasac will be interviewed on the podcast tonight. But we normally give you a Totasac a couple times a week on this show. We do a two-pack giveaway. And we won't be doing that this week. Mark, why is that?
Well, that's because we're giving away Toto Sacks on the Facebook groups and the Facebook fan pages in order to rally votes.
At podcastawards.com.
It's the annual voting time at podcastawards.com, and I know who the best people are to get to vote, and that is the Facebook group. They're very responsive, as is our update group at updates.freetalklive.com. And
so people on the updates or people specifically on the Facebook group are being given the opportunity to win these prizes.
Right. There's Toto Sacks. I'm going to have some books to give away.
Sci-fi books?
Sci-fi books from Bain Publishers. And, I'm essentially...
And the giveaways have already begun. So get on facebook.freetalklive.com. It's not over yet, right? You're going to give these things away.
Facebook.freetalklive.com is the fan page. And the fan page seems to be far less effective in getting people to vote because you have to go and check the fan page in order to get it to work. I think the fan page is not a very effective way to find out about how to win, because if I can tell you versus the entries from one side versus the other, and I know because I'm giving the numbers out, you're guessing a number.
How are we
going
to get them to the other side?
I don't know. You set it up, man. I don't do this stuff.
Well, we're going to have two Facebook sites now?
You search Free Talk Live on Facebook. Best way to do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you feel like we need to switch the Facebook to not the fan
Johnson
page.
Really likes the fan page because it's got some analytics, but I'm sorry, analytics on a page that isn't working isn't that valuable.
But doesn't also it give you the updates when you post on the fan page? Doesn't that appear in people's updates?
Big fat hairy deal.
That's all I ever look at. Facebook,
I can send emails
updates.
To people's email boxes from the group. I can tell you which one I'm getting responses from, Ian, and I can tell you the responses are something like 10 to 1.
Wow. All right. If you can find our Facebook group, you can get some prizes, including the Toto Sacks.
And the fan page, but you have to keep a better eye on it.
All right. Dennis is back on in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live. You're talking about getting active in local politics, and I don't think you've finished your thoughts, so go ahead.
Well, I guess what I'm really talking about is when you arrive in a town and you want to change the society, and the society is composed of a bunch of individuals, so you got to win individual hearts and minds. If you show up with a lot of baggage and you make your issue the central issue that now everyone's got to drop whatever they were doing and deal with, you're going to get a lot of resistance. And if you start by saying, what's going on in the town, and, you know, what are the people who are currently active in town civic life actually doing? Find something that you can support and get involved with that and leave your baggage at the door, at least for the first few months. Then you'll get to a point like I've been at this point where you're sitting around the table and someone asks, so, you know, what is your political philosophy? And you say, well, I prefer to be called an anarchist. And they go, oh, okay, and they move on to the next thing.
So what would you consider baggage, Dennis?
Well, you know, I think there's all kinds of ways to say that there's baggage. I mean, one is to start by doing CD that, you know, civil disobedience that doesn't necessarily connect with what's currently going on in the civic life of the town.
Okay. I mean, I can agree with you up to a point. What you're saying is go in, find the people who are active in politics or, you know, something generally closely related to that. Go through their process, use their established means for changing things and establish relationships. I think establishing relationships is a fantastic way to go. And, you know, if you want to make minor course corrections to the way things are heading, I think that's a great method and good advice for people to follow. However, what I want to do is shift people's paradigm around from where they are today, thinking that we need government and that government's keeping us safe and protecting us from terrorists and, you know, all of the propaganda. I don't have to repeat it for you. To change that out so that people start to understand freedom, understand liberty, understand the way a free society can actually function in the absence of the state. And I think the best way to do that is to bring about issues that people care about, that people get upset maybe about, or that people think, wow, that's really out there. I've never seen someone willing to break the law right in front of police and be willing to get arrested for what they believe in. This must be pretty important. I want to look into this further. I think there are multiple ways to change it, and it depends on the kind of change you're trying to bring about, and that determines the way you want to go about it.
Well, frankly, how many of the people who, you know, I guess I don't see a lot of people in Keene going, wow, you know, I really look to Sam as the model of how I want my society to work, aside from the anarchists who moved to Keene as part of the Free State Project.
It's a long process. I have started talking to people who are very supportive, who have been following Free Keene. These are locals that we're talking about. That the lady at the dance studio is a perfect example. She had bought into the rhetoric. She knows Judge Burke personally. Has strong ties to the community, really believed in that until that day painting. She started talking to me, and, you know, within 2 weeks later, now she's saying, I'm really starting to get this. I really understand what you guys are out there doing, and I really support it.
So she was able to do that despite the image that you've been able to portray in the media of basically people who are being very combative, maybe not with actual, you know, combat, but certainly not people who are sitting down for a discussion, but rather are screaming outside when the discussion is going on.
Screaming outside.
Maybe with a blowhorn on Central Square.
Well, I don't think they're... Oh, you're talking about me.
I'm just saying.
Shoe fitting.
I don't think I've ever heard Sam scream.
It's expensive loafer fits.
If you want to talk about screaming, let's talk about what happens out in front of the State House with people chanting...
Absolutely.
Let us go! Leave us alone!
I hear more chanting and screaming within politics than within the...
That's the kind of nonsense that I think is so pointless and so sad and pathetic to sit there and watch, and I just don't take part in it anymore. The only chant I do is the freedom one. I think that one's actually pretty good. But, you know,
the
bullhorn... I don't
know what would make you believe that the occasional rally that happens in front of the State House is, I mean, that's maybe 1% of what actually goes on in terms of changing the political culture. Here's a question for you. Are you really of the opinion that when enough people get arrested, the whole system's going to crash down?
I will answer that.
Moments, we'll get to that. Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it right now tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, and we give it all away. And if you enjoy this program, please become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get involved. Get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, amp-only, the amp-only podcast, and more. All at amp.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to visit Sam on his website, obscuredtruth.com. Great new liberty-oriented videos and documentary work coming out on a regular basis over at obscuredtruth.com. And what's in the works right now, Sam? Can you tell us?
I'm going to go back and do the 420 the next day where Evan was there, caught smoking mint leaves.
So you're still on you put a lot of time into editing these things, and they look great and sound great as a result. You've been scoring them now, I think, with your own music.
Right.
And so you're in the process of editing together footage that you took about 2 months ago at this point from the 420 celebrations. So for those of you that weren't listening maybe to this show at that time and got kind of the inside scoop as it happened, you'll be able to see what it was like. And for those of you that were listening, you'll be able to see the footage coming soon at obscuredtruth.com.
Right. It tells the story rather than just reporting the news.
Yep. And it does a good job of it. So, again, obscuredtruth.com. Dennis had a question for you. Dennis from New Hampshire Capital Access, one of the more prominent activists up here in New Hampshire. His question was, Sam, do you really believe that with enough civil disobedience that the system will come crumbling down? Wasn't that his question?
Yeah, I think so. And I would say look at the evidence. Look back at history, at the major changes, the significant shifts in policy out of government or the mindset of the people that enable government. And that's what it is always, that's how it's really come about.
Can you rattle off maybe more than two, but like six of them for me and give me just some idea? I mean, I'm not trying to catch you flat-footed here. I need to know because I've heard the Martin Luther King examples and
King has several examples mm-hmm. in there. I mean, there's the bus, there's the, what was it? He did a garbage man strike. There's the 420 event here in Keene, New Hampshire is another example.
I don't know that you can call that a success today other than the ability to smoke pot on Central Square at 4:20 in the afternoon. If
that's a success.
It is a mitigable success. I mean, it's not like suddenly, it's not like the people that were, you know, the black people that were sitting at the lunch counters and suddenly, you know, shortly thereafter, black people can eat in restaurants that white people can eat in restaurants in the South. I mean, basically all you've done is congregated enough people around that the cops are scared to come.
Well, it worked.
Yep. Right, but that's only for that one instance. Walk down the street with a joint at 11 o'clock in the morning past a cop and see how that goes for you. Tough guy?
Well, I am off of my suspended sentence, so once I get my ducks in a row, it might be a possibility.
Why don't you find somebody else to do it for you?
Well, don't give me ideas then.
And Mark, I think you have to realize the civil disobedience that's going on here is really not targeted at getting the police to completely back down or change policy or change course, whatever. It's designed to bring these issues out into the open and to attract more activists so that we can get the numbers that are required.
And I think it's doing that in spades. Yeah, I really do.
That much is true, and I think it's another thing that people who are in sort of the more political realm of the Free State Project are kind of, you know, it's like, hey, this wasn't what we thought the Free State Project was about.
That's what the founder would say. I mean, the founder of the Free State Project would say that. And, hey, you know, you came up with the idea, and here's what the idea manifested.
And
this is it.
It's not a question of will it bring the government crumbling down. That's a fact. If enough people stop paying them, they will come crashing down. The question is, what is that number, and what is it going to take to get there?
Hard to argue.
So
that part of it.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Again, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. I think that if people just focus on what they think is the most appropriate thing to do, that will be the best thing for
them.
What
I realized, if I was going to get all upset about the outside the system activists every time they did something that I didn't like, then what I was going to do is I was going to lose my mind.
Yeah,
so it's
going to keep coming.
Right. I mean, so you've got to figure there are crazy people in the world. Crazy people are going to do what crazy people do, and whether that's dress up in masks or run around and burn flags or throw snowballs at buildings or whatever,
I heard that's coming back, by the way. There,
actually, that one is to me kind of fun. I don't think that it's not harmful, but it just kind of shows the futility of the process. Like, we threw some snowballs.
But that's
at the
just
IRS
it. It's
building.
Not futile. I understand that the people like you want to deride what's going on with the civil disobedience movement. And I didn't mean to say don't critique. Please go ahead, critique. I think that critique is healthy. It's fine, but don't just critique. Get out there and do your own thing. Get out there and create your own TV show and create your own whatever political campaign. Do whatever you feel is appropriate. But there's no doubt that people have been brought here by the action, by the civil disobedience. We get the guys from the Motorhome Diaries, who we've talked to a number of times on this show. They're jazzed up about moving to Keene.
Certainly.
And it's because of the things that have been happening here.
And those are guys with lots of contacts. And I think that that's gonna result in more stuff. I have no idea. Something's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but I don't know what.
2010, there's a caravan coming out from California, and Jason Talley from MotorhomeDiaries.com is involved in this, and they're going to be videotaping and documenting their trip across the country to make the move to New Hampshire. Now, they're going to end the caravan in Nashua because it's the weekend of the Liberty Forum, which is this yearly convention that's being put on that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from. But it's my understanding that most of those members of that caravan after the weekend will then be traveling out to Keene and making their home there. So it's not because Keene's really pretty. It is. It's really pretty. But the rest of New Hampshire is also really pretty. I mean, there are plenty of pretty places to live in New Hampshire. It's because of the action here.
I don't think there's Keene looks like a nice downtown. Plus, it's a city. You really can't call it anything but a city. It's a small city.
You used to love calling it a town and making fun of it.
Well, I mean, it's a city from the standpoint that it's got everything. From the standpoint
compared
of somebody
to where you live, it's a big city.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I live. Well, hold on. I live where you live. If you're talking about geographical areas,
yeah.
Somebody drew a line on
that's
a map,
right.
That, and I was smart enough to get on the other side of that line where they tax me about a percent less.
Yeah,
per,
but you don't get to
year.
Have all the fun that I do. You got a family, you can't do this.
Yeah, right. I'm not wearing V masks and smoking pot on Central Square. As that may be, there aren't too many towns like Keene in that they have a nice downtown, and they're still a city at the same time.
It's a very nice place to live from all aspects. Plus, the activism here makes it quite attractive. And as more people come here, more media will be put out there, and more personal connections will be made. And yeah, as more people come here, you will have to deal with more real crazies, like the ones that are just unable to, you know, to interact with the rest of humanity. And that's part of what you have to deal with a growing movement. I think something that we're struggling with to some extent.
Those might be God's punishment on you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case. Well, anyway, I'm willing to handle it, and I think we've been doing a fairly decent job of dealing with that. So
do it with grace and aplomb, because you've seen people now who have not dealt with their differences and with such grace, myself included. And you know, I'd recommend to handle it gracefully.
I think I've noticed that, you know, I haven't put my latest videos for the last several months on Cheshire TV. And I've noticed a difference in the people that reach out and say, hey, I saw what was going on. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I understand it now. I feel like that's fallen off a little bit, and I'm working on a technical glitch. But once I get that worked out, I'm going to kind of flood the channel with videos from the last several months. And I think that will have a huge impact. I think they hear the rhetoric. They don't see our side of things. They don't see the EMTs dropping Kurt's stretcher. They don't see him, you know, screaming in pain. They don't see him, the guy ripping the phone out of Ian's hand. And they just,
I think that was outrageous.
Yeah. And they don't get that. All they hear is the
you hate firemen.
What's in the paper, right? Or whatever. And it's just
that's
such
what they're saying.
Well, it's such nonsense.
You know, I mean, I'm sort of on the fence on it, because by and large, I see what the things you're talking about. I mm-hmm. see these outrageous things that occur. And then I see sort of, you know, what I feel are, in a lot of cases, missed opportunities, poor ways of handling situations and getting on the general public on your side. And I just, you know, it's
how do you ascertain whether the general public is on your side? There's no way to really figure that out. We have people that are on our side and people that aren't on our side.
Sure, yeah.
But the number. Shane Maxfield sat there and said the community wants us to act when he was talking about 420. At Pumpkin Fest, there were about 400 people standing out there booing, and there was one lady standing next to me. You got to do something about it. You better stop these people. Is that the community speaking out?
Good question. We're done for tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you want to follow the Keen stuff, head over to freekeen.com. See you tomorrow.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.